Radio Christian Voice News, your global link.
Vice President rejects calls for removal of UPND-linked ECZ commissioners. Zambia urged to balance maize export policy with food security. And Burkina Faso military rulers scrap electoral commission. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Vice President Mtalina Lubango has firmly rejected calls for the removal of Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ commissioners allegedly linked to the ruling United Party for National Development UPND, asserting that such demands are unfounded and risk undermining the independence of public institutions. The Vice President was responding to concerns raised by Lunta Member of Parliament Mutotwe Kafoya, who argued that for ECZ to be seen as credible ahead of the future elections, individuals perceived to be aligned with the ruling party should be removed from the commission. Mr. Kafoya questioned the impartiality of the commission during the Vice President's question time in the National Assembly today, suggesting that political affiliations could compromise the trust and neutrality expected of electoral officers, further calling for the dismissal of commissioners with non-ties to the UPND to restore public confidence in the institution. And in her response, Mrs. Nalumango defended the commissioners, stating that once appointed to the public office, officials are expected to serve the nation in a non-partisan capacity, regardless of any prior political associations. Commissioners at the commission once appointed are public officers and must be treated as such. Their duty is to the constitution, not to any political party, and there is no legal basis for their removal merely based on political perceptions, said Mrs. Nalumango.
Otherwise, we'll start going to institutions and say, are you UPND? Are you what? I think let us see the work of the commission. Is it doing well? Fine. And I think they are working, madam. So I don't know any UPND commissioner that deserves to be removed. In Zambia, we all have an inclination to a type of political party. But the offices we occupy make us, compel us to act in a non-partisan manner. So those commissioners must be seen as non-partisan, and therefore nobody deserves to be removed.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Nalumango has called on parents and families across the country to take a proactive role in instilling good morals and national values in their children, warning against the dangers of youth exposure to pornography. Responding to a question raised by Itejiteji Member of Parliament Twambo Mtinta, who asked what measures government is taking to uphold national values, Mrs. Nalumango expressed concern over the growing trend of pornographic content involving young people and further emphasized the central role families play in shaping the moral fabric of society. Pornography is becoming a business in the country, and this must not be allowed, warned Mrs. Nalumango.
It is us, parents, who must put these values into the minds, the hearts of our children. That is where we are. Yes, there is influence, there is peer pressure to our children, but that means there is a child who has not been properly nurtured and is influenced by others. All I can say is God loves us. God loves Zambia. And therefore, let us teach our children.
Economist Kelvin Chisanga has urged government to be cautious with implementing its maize export policy amid projections of a 4 million metric ton stock by the Food Reserve Agency, FRA. Mr. Chisanga warns that despite the apparent surplus, the country must consider risks posed by climate change, regional food insecurity and economic instability before aggressively pursuing exports. He called for the establishment of a strategic food reserve capable of sustaining the country for at least 2 years to cushion poor harvest, price shocks or emergencies. There is also need to shift from exporting raw maize to processed products like millet and flour, which offer better revenue, job creation and industrial growth, said Mr. Chisanga in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He stressed that any export drive must strike a balance between immediate trade benefits and long-term national food security and economic resilience.
Again, also, we understand that the uncertainty are standing very strong, especially when we look at the outlook of climatic effect, which may also complemented with the electoral cycle that is happening next year. This can destabilize a number of key things from that perspective. Then we need to have a shift toward processed export if the case is strongly holding, meaning Zambia should transition to value-added maize export, such as mealie meal, maize flour.
Meanwhile, the Agriculture Institute of Zambia, AIZ, has raised concerns over the recent agreement by the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, to export 1 million metric tons of maize to the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, citing uncertainties in national stock levels and domestic food security. FRA signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with the DRC to supply the maize this year following projections of a bumper harvest of around 4 million metric tons. Institute Information and Publicity Secretary Henry Chubutu says the export deal may be premature as current assessments of national reserves remain inconclusive. He also pointed to high local prices of maize byproducts and unclear winter maize strategy as areas of concern. The bumper harvest should first benefit ordinary Zambians by stabilizing or reducing mealie meal and stock feed prices before exports are prioritized, said Mr. Chubutu in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka. He has therefore urged FRA to delay its export commitments and focus on national food sufficiency, suggesting that private sector players and cooperatives handle export opportunities instead.
IAZ strongly urges the FRA to reconsider or delay this export agreement based on the following critical concerns. 1. Inconclusive national stock figures. These losses could significantly reduce the effective volume of available maize. While regional trade is important, the FRA should focus on ensuring national food sufficiency first, leaving export opportunities to private sector players and cooperatives.
We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners and more on radio station on a Friday afternoon before you break off. I was just going to be watching Zambia against, of course, Niger in the evening, where I put my head on a guillotine that Zambia is going to win. Currency-wise, Nigerian currency very weak against the dollar and our kwacha very strong. As I'm talking to you, the kwacha on a 23.4 and the Eastern Big Bank on the highest and 23.26, that is our Cesar Naco. 1.16 the international market, euro 1.34 pound, 17.69, that is African rand. And I'm looking at New Zealand dollar 1.09 and of course Aus 0.69 against the day. Aus dollar very strong against the dollar, 7.17 Chinese won, 86.15 that is Indian rupee. And those who are driving, your Brent crude is going up, $70.13 a barrel. Jet fuel, just in case you're flying out of the country, 68.26 a barrel is jet fuel. Now, commodity side, $543 a ton, that is wheat, 428. I'm picking you maize, and of course, 1041 soya beans. Gold lovers, 3350 an ounce. Copper price, $9727 a ton, and of course, 15115, that is Nikkei. And sadly, info coming out like Nikkei on Munali Hills, they are high likely being closed. No good news to the miners. And on stock markets, 8986 London Stock Exchange, 44747 Dow Jones, 2661.74 Lusaka Stock Exchange activities. It went up by 2.25%. I was trying to check on Lusaka Stock Exchange. Believe it or not, $2,400,000 change yesterday. CEC took that gap. Now, when you look at the movement of the currency yesterday, because we have bond application today, we're quite supposed to appreciate even more. But I just seen that is something peculiar there. Stanbic Bank, who are trading very low, they've gone up. So high likely, the $2.4 million that was traded yesterday on the Osaka Stock Exchange must have been handled by Stanbic Bank. So I want to make money out of that. That is if dollar went through, and that thing, that is my suspicion, right? On that transaction.